Hi, this is Jacob Dower with co-host Monty Hurwitz, and after a short sabbatical, this is the 10th episode of the Shall Have It Fire Take podcast.
We got a great lineup for you today, so we're going to give our little intro. We have an interview with great junior Tom Almslog and a message from Daniel Schwartz.
So first of all, the Penn Model Congress team just got back, and after not having Fight Club, they seem to do pretty well, and we're all very excited.
Yes, the girls basketball team made it all the way to the CIF Division 6 Girls Championship, where they lost to Valley Christian Academy, and they even had an appearance in the state playoffs.
Great game, and the whole school came out to see. And finally, next week is Pesach break, so I'm sure the students are ready to go away and get a little break before the end of school. Next up, interview with four-sport athlete Tom Almslog. And now we are here with Tom Almslog. So first question for you, Tom. We heard that you've actually played on four different sports teams, the first one in Shall Have It history. So what is that like for you?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult. I have to go to – I was on three teams. I had to go to three practices during my school year for three different teams. I played basketball, soccer, baseball, and football. I only played one game in baseball, but the rest of the three, I had to attend every practice, which was very difficult, but it was definitely worth it. It was very fun and entertaining.
Tom had a walk and scored a run in that game against Westview. Tom, you go to Israel almost every year, and you're in the Firehawks for Israel club. You went on two APAC conferences, correct? Talk about your love for Israel.
Well, my parents were, my mom was born there, and my dad moved there when he was 6 months old. I've been going, I'm 16 years old, and I've been to Israel 15 times. I'm going in November for my brother's bar mitzvah. I mean, it's just great. It's amazing. I love it there. All the people. I'm definitely considering a gap year. It's one of my main goals in after high school.
Being a junior with so many extracurriculars, how do you manage your time? How do you cope with so many things after school with the heavy workload as a junior?
Well, lack of sleep. I tend to not sleep that often. You could ask some of my friends that. And in addition to that, it's just making sacrifices. If my friends are going out on Saturday night, it's important to make that sacrifice and to learn. But at the same time, social life is very important to me, and I think
you had your fair share of parties.
Tom, word on the street is that you want to be a gaucho post-high school. So just talk about your plans for post-high school and what you hope to do in the future.
Gap year college.
I'm definitely considering a gap year, maybe Torah Traga after hearing alumni Adam Wanon and Ari Wachtenheim. I want to attend UCSB. I mean, As of now, it's kind of difficult to get in, but I mean, there's so many positive things about that school. It's located in California. The weather is great. It's next to the beach. It's a pretty good academic school. So I hope to go there for my future.
All right, last thing, Tom. So you've come up to me, Adam, Jacob, plenty of times and asked, why can't I be on the podcast? Why did you want to be interviewed on the podcast so badly?
Why should we interview you for the podcast?
Yeah, what's so special about you, Tom?
Well, I guess you could say that I wanted to be on the podcast for many reasons. Number one, it was important for me. I wanted to join your team originally, but you guys didn't accept me. So this is kind of my version of joining.
Claim to fame.
Yeah, basically.
The opportunity.
The last question was why I should be on the podcast.
Yeah, like what makes you special?
I think I have a bright personality. I have a lot of friends throughout each grade. So I hope this podcast gets seen by many other kids from different schools like EULA, Valley Torah, YHT, etc.
You could help promote. Thank you, Tom Almslog. And next up, a message from Daniel Schwartz. And now we have a message from honorary Daniel Schwartz.
Not a rabbi, but just Daniel Schwartz. So, you know, I've been in Israel the year, and one thing I've really realized is over the past 2,000 years, Jews have been continuously persecuted in Galut, in exile, in other countries. And even though, thank God, Jews are not being persecuted today, whether they're in the United States, whether in Australia or London, it's still our responsibility to go back to the land in which our forefathers and our religion is based, at least for a year. So I encourage every single Shalhevet student, along with all your siblings and cousins and everybody you know, not only encourage yourself, but you should also encourage everybody you know your age to go to Israel for the year. And with that, Shabbat Shalom.